Appreciation.
Commitment.
Confidence.
Cooperation.
Creativity.
Curiosity.
Empathy.
Enthusiasm.
Independence.
School. Community.
Radio.
At
Millgate.
Hi, welcome to Scram Episode 3. I'm Jeremy, and I hope you're all having a great day. Let's make it better. I'm handing it over to Amelia now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amelia, and today also on the show we've got Riley.
Hi.
And we'll also have Emily.
Hello.
We have an absolutely jam-packed episode of Scram this week, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as we go through episode 3 of Scram.
Now I've got an amazing interview with a fantastic teacher from Millgate Primary School. This interview is going to be with Emily.
Hi, my name is Emily Evans, and today I'm going to be interviewing Miss Gooding. The reason why I chose to interview her was because she's the only teacher to interview. Okay, question one. What's the most craziest thing you've ever done in your childhood?
Well, I don't know if it's that crazy, but I went roller skating and I broke my wrist. But then when I went to the hospital and they reset it and I got my plaster cast on, and then when they were taking it off again, they realised it was still broken, so they had to re-break my arm again and then reset it. So that was pretty horrible. Don't know how crazy it was though.
Okay. Question two. If you wanted to go on a holiday, where would you go and why?
I would go to the Maldives, where there's lots of ocean and sun and beach. Or Antarctica.
That sounds cool. Question three. If you had three wishes, what would they be?
Sometimes I would like to be a cat so I could sleep all day. And sometimes I wish that Ian would be a good boy. And sometimes, what else do I wish for? World peace.
Question four, who's the funniest person in your class and why?
That's a tricky one because they're all pretty funny looking anyway. Maybe the funniest person. Do I have to name one?
You can name as many people as you like.
Okay, 6kg.
Okay. Question five, what's your favourite thing in the world?
My favourite thing in the world is chips.
Yum. Thank you, Miss Gooding, for being on Scram, and I hope you can come back again. They were fantastic answers.
Thank you.
Four very talented girls in Year 6 have made a song about our inquiry last term. The inquiry's central idea was: human migration is a response to challenges, risks, and opportunities. This is a magnificent song, in my opinion.
On a boat away from home by myself, to see new sights, a whole new world. But the times were tough. I dreamt of cities, I dreamt of towns. My whole country turned around because I'm a refugee. The stars shine bright in that big night sky. So cover your eyes and know what I'll see. Prepare yourself for what the future holds. Soaring high above the rainbow. Because I'm a refugee. Story ending, it's the end. Also the start of a new beginning. A new story, a new tale. I see my life flash back again. And I knew this is when my life begins.
song Amelia?
I thought it was great, and I thought they put a lot of effort and thought into the song.
Well done, girls. Now we are all going to hear from Amelia and Emily, who are going to talk about Anzac Day.
The Anzac Day tradition. What is Anzac Day? Anzac Day, 25th of April, is probably Australia's most important national occasion. It marks the anniversary of the first major military action fought by Australian and New Zealand forces during the First World War. What does Anzac stand for? Anzac stands for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. The soldiers in those forces quickly became known as Anzacs, and the pride they took in that name endures to this day.
Why is this day special to Australians? The Australian and New Zealand forces landed in Gallipoli on the 25th of April, meeting fierce resistance from the Ottoman Turkish defenders. What had been planned as a bold stroke to knock Turkey out of the war quickly became a stalemate, and the campaign dragged on for 8 months. At the end of 1915, the Allied forces were evacuated after both sides had suffered heavy casualties and endured great hardships. Over 8,000 Australian soldiers had been killed. News of the landing on Gallipoli had made a profound impact on Australians at home, and 25th of April soon became the day on which Australians remembered the sacrifice of those who had died in the war.
What does it mean today? Australians recognise 25th of April as an occasion of national remembrance, which takes two forms. Commemorative services are held at dawn, the time of the original landing, across the nation. Later in the day, ex-servicemen and women meet to take part in marches through the major cities and in many smaller centres.
Thanks for that, girls. Anzac Day is clearly a very significant day in the Australian calendar. On Anzac Day, we also have the ode. I'll recite that now. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Now we have a special sports report, which is going to be told by Jeremy.
This Thursday, we are going to have a huge 2013 Anzac Day clash between fierce rivals Essendon and Collingwood. I think it's going to be a great game. Collingwood are coming off a great win against Richmond, ending their unbeaten streak so far this season. Essendon are also doing well so far this season, and it's definitely going to be a very tight game. A key player for Collingwood this game will be Travis Cloke. He was absolutely amazing against Richmond. Collingwood altogether had 27 scoring shots. Cloke got 9 of them. That's a whole third. He is clearly the big target up forward, and they will be trying to kick it to him a lot. Dale Thomas, Dane Swan, Steele Sidebottom, and Scott Pendlebury will be coming through the midfield trying to support him, getting big marks so he can take them and score a goal. I also think that one of the more underrated players that has done very well against Richmond was Steele Sidebottom. He scored 4 goals, and all of them were very classy. He's like a mixture between a big forward and a small forward. He can take marks and kick from set shots, but he can also grab the ball on a run, hand pass, and kick good goals from tight angles. I would also like to see Harry O'Brien going further forward and kicking some goals. He is currently playing half-back flank. I think he should come up and play on the wing where he can really use his pace and get some goals from the pocket. That would be very useful for Collingwood. For Essendon, They have won all of their games so far this season and will come into the game with lots of momentum. There is no doubt that they will be hungry to win against their rivals. Stuart Cremery has done very well this season, averaging 3.3 goals per game and 4 marks per game. Although I think he's done very well so far, he is very tall and extremely athletic. I believe with these stats, he should be taking more than 5 marks per game. Job Watson, David Zaharakis and Brent Stanton will be leading the midfield on Thursday, trying to get the ball forward to Cremery. Job Watson has scored 1.5 goals per game. This is a very healthy stat for a midfielder. David Zaharakis and Brent Stanton should be following the Brownlow medalists' lead. I think it's going to be an absolutely terrific game. There is no doubt that the crowd will be getting into it. Go Pies!
Thanks, Jeremy, for that awesome preview of the game tomorrow. I hope the Pies win, and go Pies!
Finally, we're going to have Mad Minute on the show with Amelia and Miss HB.
Hi, Miss HB. Welcome to Scram. Are you looking forward to this?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's get started. First question, cat or dog?
Both. Everything. Love animals.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate all the way.
Main or dessert?
Dessert.
English or maths?
English.
iPhone or iPod?
iPhone.
Favourite colour?
Yellow.
House or shops?
Shops.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Sandwich or hot dog?
Sandwich, vegetarian.
Bike or scooter?
Bike.
Fingers or toes?
Toes.
Thanks, Miss HB, for being on Scram. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, everyone, that participated in this episode of Scram. It was definitely a great big week for it, and we all had a great time, I'm sure.
Bye.
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 Appreciation.
Commitment.
Confidence.
Cooperation.
Creativity.
Curiosity.
Empathy.
Enthusiasm.
Independence.
Integrity.
And respect.
School,
community,
radio,
at
Millgate!
Tolerance!